Egyptian bread crisis. In Egypt, a shortage of subsidized bread has resulted in long lines and occasional clashes in which several people have been killed. The president has ordered the army to use its bakeries to try to end the bread crisis, but the roots of the problem are more than just simple supply and demand. Rising food prices and poverty have combined with corruption to create a bread problem that will not be easily solved. About 30 people are crowding around two small windows at a Cairo bakery, shouting at each other and jostling for the best place in line. The heat is blistering already, and the women in the crowd shade themselves from the sun with plastic bags. A woman named Fatima says she waits here for 2 to 3 hours every day to buy bread for her family of five. Gesturing toward the chaos at the bakery window, she says, "What can I say? You can see this bread problem for yourself. The prices of everything have gotten so high." This bakery is selling round loaves of government-subsidized bread, known locally as baladi, or country bread. The price is fixed at 5 Egyptian piastres, or less than 1 U.S. cent a loaf. In recent months, rising food prices have fueled a shortage of this subsidized bread, leading to long lines and short tempers. Several people have been killed in fighting that has broken out in bread lines or clashes between customers and bakers. All other food prices have risen. There are a lot of food prices which rose sizably. Look at the oil price, for instance. Rice, sugar, everything is rising. But baladi bread has been kept at 5 piastres a loaf, and the flour which goes into it is delivered at a much lower price, while the baker can sell it on the black market at several times the price, said Kier Eldin. The corruption is not limited to selling subsidized wheat flour on the black market. At the bakery, a heavy metal door swings open and then clangs shut quickly, and a man scurries away holding 5 round pieces of freshly baked bread. Another man, who gives his name only as Samir, waves his hand angrily toward the door. He says the bakery employees let some people inside to get bread quickly, while he and the rest are waiting in line outside in the sun for hours. In Egypt, the bread crisis is a symptom of a larger problem, one of stagnant wages that have failed to keep up with the cost of living. There is no shortage of bread for those willing and able to pay higher prices for it. Some people who buy the subsidized product resell it just down the street for twice the price. And unsubsidized bread is in plentiful supply at local markets, but that costs 5 times as much. Fatma says the unsubsidized bread is too expensive, and the loaves are smaller than the real baladi ones. She says she simply cannot afford to feed her children that way. She says her family of five lives on a single pension of only 350 Egyptian pounds a month, or just over $60. That is similar to the wages earned by civil servants and factory workers, and even doctors in public hospitals. Fatma says each of her family members eats 2 pieces of bread a day. If she had to buy unsubsidized bread at 5 cents a piece, she would end up spending about 1/4 of her monthly income on bread alone. At the bakery, Fatma sighs as she stares at the raucous crowd, pushing and shoving to get closer to the front. She shakes her head and moves into line, saying under her breath, "May God have mercy on the poor."